USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. That's according to White House doctor, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. Dr. Conley releasing a memo saying the president is no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo did not say if President Trump tested negative for the virus. On Saturday, the president made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the coronavirus. The president saying the administration has a handle on the coronavirus.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
Still no deal on a stimulus bill. Democrats and a lot of Republicans balking at the latest $1.8 trillion proposal put out by the administration. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensa, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just as I had time to reflect, the culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, a manned space flight scheduled for the end of this month at Cape Canaveral is being delayed. NASA saying the launch will now be in early to mid-November. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Louisiana residents cleaning up after Hurricane Delta, which made landfall as a Category 2 storm on Friday. Lafayette, Louisiana resident Sabrina Huffman tells NBC News these storms have been happening now for years.
I just wanted to see the damage. I've been through Katrina. I've been through Andrew. I've been through, what was the last one?
Laura.
This one here? No, nothing that compares to Katrina, sorry.
In tough times like these, it does pay to be nice. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
An Ohio mother decided to treat her three kids to McDonald's after football practice on September 22nd. The only problem, after she ordered, she realized she'd left her purse at home in a rush to be on time. Brittany Reed says cashier Wyatt Jones didn't hesitate, whipped out his card, and paid for the meal. Miss Reed posted on a local Facebook page, hoping Wyatt's parents would see what a kind kid they raised. She learned he was saving to buy a car, started a GoFundMe page, and as of October 7th, raised nearly $35,000 from more than 2,000 donors. Happy travels, young man.
Full slate of NFL games kicking off at 1 o'clock Eastern time. The early games highlighted by the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. And in your late game of note, the Indianapolis Colts will travel to Cleveland to play against the Browns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.